Right, Ravina, what Ravina says, Linyan Korban Katon, you also the same thing. We're not talking about a get, it's talking about Hilchos Korban. Do you have to bring a Korban or not? Also, Bezdin by Rosson, when Bezdin taskins with an Eidechod, Kizod and Ish Bisha, for a Masi Korban, and you don't bring a Korban. In such a case where the Isha got married, and then we find out the first husband is alive, even though she didn't have Eivor, she lived with another man, she doesn't bring a Korban, since she did it by Ros Bezdin. And it's considered like a mezid. Ma'ashenken al piyedim, let's say she got married because of two edim, then it's kishigas ish pisha. Then it's cool that she did a b'shoigig, or ma'asi korban. But again, it's not talking about a get, it's only talking about hilchos korban. V'yiboy yisem, another teretz says, Rila tell ya, v'yiboy yisem, all kamaisa rabbonini. Rila no, Rila tell ya, this price that goes according to the rabbonin. Who would tritz talk and answer like this. Because if you say it goes according to Rabbanan, then it's a strong kasha. That you see, even the Rabbanan also agree that with two edim she's mutter. So why it goes according to Rabbanan? For Tritzach, he answers like this. It says, Chutz me'eshes ish, v'shenis feist al pi bezdin. A regular isha, regular eshes ish, or else when she got married al pi bezdin. That's what it means. In Echlam, we say both of them together. So Rashi, Chutz me'eshes ish, ta'aynu bi'edim, v'shenis feist al pi bezdin. V'yedechod, the tavayu bo you get. Both of them all you need to get. V'chivu nebina gita, alma, milsi, or misra kama. This taka is the raya, this is a teretz. That really the rabbon and taka do argue on Reb Shimon. And the rabbon and hold in both cases. If she's an eshes ish, and v'shinissas al pi bezdin, eshes ish means with two edim, or else with one edechod. In both cases, she taka needs a get. So what do you see the rabbon and hold? That since she needs a get, is the pshat is that she did an issa. So the rabbanon hold, even in a case where she got married because of two edim, still when we find out the first husband is alive, it's considered like she did something wrong. She needs a get from the second one, and she's also to the first husband. So Mela is good, Rafuna Marav. That he said halacha, that she's muta to the first husband, is good, why you had to say halacha? Halacha, because there is somebody that argues. It could be the rabbanon talk argue on Reb Shimon. Therefore, it's good what he ought to say, halachritz this way. Tomorrow, Mosav Uli has the kasha now. Kutz Rafuna Paskins, like Shimon and the Mishnah, that we say when she got married with two Edim, and then we find out the first husband is alive, she's mutter to him. It's called she was an honest now. For at the Gemara, do we say such a svara? Mi Amrina Mahevel Elameva, do we say such a svara? What should have she done? Like that she's called an honest, it's not her fault. For your Tanam, we're not like this. When you write a get, kosav l'shem malchus sheno agenis. You're supposed to write down the year of the malchus in the get, and it's supposed to be of a good malchus. So they wrote down the date of the wrong kingdom. Sheno agenis, l'shem malchus modai, l'shem malchus yovin, or l'binyan abayis, or l'churban abayis. They wrote the kits of the wrong thing in the get. You're not supposed to write these things in the get. They wrote the wrong things in the get. Or else, hoye b'mizrach, they were really on the east side. For Kos of Amarav, they wrote down they were on the west side. Or else, Amarav, they wrote down in the get that they're given a get here on the west side. For Kos of Amizrach, they were really on the west side. And they wrote in the get, they're doing it on the east side. So, locker is, such a get is not called a good get. And if she got married to a second husband in between, the din is, teitze mizeh mizeh. She has to go out from the second husband, because really she's still married to the first husband, because this get is no good. And she has to get a new get from the first husband and a get from the second one. Invite the b'chol adrochem elu bo. All the cases of our Mishnah applies over here also. So kasher is v'amai. Why? Lame my hevel elam evad. What should have she done? Like Lamai says, she got a get. After the get wasn't written the right way, how was she supposed to know about it? She's not like she doesn't know the halachis. All she knows is that she got a get from a husband and she got married to a second husband. So, she's an honest. So, why do we say no? Later, when we find out what happened, she has to go out from both of them. So, what is it? Because the terrorists know. Iboila lakrui lagita. She should have had a get read over by a Talmud Chacham. In other words, when you get a get from your husband, you're not supposed to rely on that 100%. Before you use it to get married, she should have had it read over by a Talmud Chacham. So, it's called she shuldig a little bit. She's not called a total honest. She should have checked it out better before she got married. She should have had the get, she should have read it in front of a Talmud Chacham to make sure it was done good. So the kids here, she's not called an honest, that's why it's Teitzim Mizeh Mizeh. Omer Rav Shimon Barashi Toshma, come on, bring another proof, another kasha like. It says a din, Hakoyne Ses Yivimtoi. Let's say again where one brother dies, and the brother that's alive now makes Yibum. He's Koyne Ses Yivimtoi. Now, your first brother was married to two wives. So Lachar is, when you make Yibum in one, the second one is Mutter to get married to anybody she wants to. Like once you make Yibum in one wife, the Tzor is Mutter. So what happened was, V'hocho Tzoroso, V'nisais, the Tzor now got married to somebody else, there's no more Yibum anymore. V'nin, so is the idleness, and later we find out that the first wife is an idleness, so since she's an idleness, there was no Yibum to her. So is the only Yivama, really? The second one, the Tzor. So according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, it's a Chayv Yilavin here. Rabbi Kiva says, Chayv Yilavin, Kedushin is not Chal. So therefore, Teitzeh Mizeh Mizeh, that you should know this Tzor now has to get out, go away from a first, from a husband. And the Yavam also, V'cholad Rocha Melo Bo, and all the halachas of our mission apply here also. So Kashris Vamai, why? What did she do wrong, this Tzor? Name of Mahevel Elamevel, let's say, what could have she done? As far as she knows, the other wife had Yibum. So Mela, she's free, she's off the hook now, she's allowed to get married. I later came out the first one's an idleness. How is she supposed to know that? So Gemara says, yes, he should know in such a case, she should have waited. The Tzora should have waited a little bit to see if she'll become pregnant from the Yavim or not. In other words, when they made Yibum, you should have waited a little bit. Mashma wasn't you do it yet if she's an idleness or not. Mistama, she was a young lady, so you should have waited a little bit to see clearly if she's an idleness or not. So it's called, you're a little bit shuldik, that's why it's facing Mizeh Mizeh. It's not called like an onus. Omer Rabbaya, there's another kasha, Toshima. It says, Kol Aroyi Shomru, Poitros Sorasayim, in the case of the first Mishnah we had, then the case where your brother had two wives, and then your brother dies, and it comes out that one of his two wives is an erva to you, so there's no Yibam on her. Since there's no Yibam, she's an erva, the lacher is that Tzara is also Mutter. The Tzara has the right to get married, there's no more mitzvah Yibam. If one of your two brother's wives was your daughter. So the Maestro, there's no Yibam now, your potter. Now, Ho Chud Tzoroi Tzvinisu. So the Tzora got married to somebody else. V'nimsa island, Elo islandness, and then later we find out that your daughter is an islandness, so it comes out that she never felt you Yibam. She's not in the Pash of Yibam, your daughter. So it comes out your brother that had two wives, your daughter and somebody else, your daughter doesn't fall to Yibam. Who falls to Yibam? Only the other wife. So now she's a real Yivama. She has no right to get married to anybody else. She's a Yivama. So Lochari is Taitzim Mizel Mizel. And Echnam, she has to get a get now. And she's also to the Yavam also. And all the Lochari that says now Mishnah applied to her also. So the question is again, the Amai, why? This question is going to be Amai, why? Name is sale here also. My Hebel Olamevet. What could have she done? Like Lamaista, right now, when the brother died, the brother had two wives, one was an erva to you. So Lachar is the Tzora, is allowed to get married to somebody else. She's supposed to know that maybe she's going to be an idleness later. Lachar, she's an honest. And the Gemara again, the same terrorists know, she should have waited, she shouldn't have rushed into the deal, she should have waited to see if she's an idleness or not. Omar Rabbah Toshima, another raya. Kosav Seifer Get Liish. A Seifer was writing a get to the man. The man comes to Seifer and says, write me a get. When an Isha gets a ksuba, she has to give a receipt back to the husband that she received the receipt. So they both went to the Seifer that the man said, give me a get. And the Isha said, write me up a receipt. Now the Maisa was Vitor, the Seifer made a mistake. V'nosan get l'Isha. By mistake, the Seifer gave the get to the Isha. What did he hand back to the man? The receipt. So what happened now? The man gave the receipt, he thought he got a get, and gave his wife the receipt. And the wife gave to the man the get. So male, nothing's chal. So it came out what the husband received from the slave for the receipt, that's what he gave over to his wife, nothing. And the wife that got the get, she gave that back to the husband. Later, a year later, they open up to see what they got. The man sees, oy vey, I got the get. And the Isha holds the receipt. So Lachar is, if in between she got married to another man, Lachar is again, she has to go out from both husbands. And again, all the dinim of the Mishnah, there's no ksuba. Is the kasher again via my? Why? Name, like she's an honest.
As far as she knows, she went to the sofer, she was supposed to get the receipt, and the man was supposed to get the get, and as far as she knows, she got a get, and she got married kedin. So why is she yosa? And the Marposhid, he bought a lekriya legita. No, Anisha is supposed to again read it over again. After you get your get, you're supposed to check it out, and make sure it's a get. So in this case, well, all you got was just a receipt, it's your fault, you should have it checked out. You're not called an honest. Amar Rav Ashi Toshima, come another proof. Shino Shema Yushma. Let's say the Sefer by mistake wrote in the get the wrong name. He changed around his name or her name. Shem Iroi, Vishem Iroi, changed around the city they live in. And they used the get. Again, the same Malach, Tetzim Mizem Mizem. The whole Adrocha Melobo. Again, Viyamai, name of my heaven, the Lamevet. Like, let's say, what is she supposed to know about this? As far as she knows, she got a get from the husband. Chveis, that has the Heksher. So she thought she's allowed to get married. I later came out that had the wrong name in the get. What does she know about that? And more again, Poshid, no, we had Iberlo Lekri Legita. Yes, she's at fault that even after you get, even if I have a Heksher on it, you can't be Seimich. You have to go and have it read over. Check it out careful by a Chochem to make sure everything is kosher. Ravina, again, the same thing, right? Toshima. Konsa beget Korach. Let's say she got a get, and later we found out the get was postal, it's called the get Korach. Get Korach, that's a lochas in Baba Basra, they used to fold over the get a few times, and every time you fold it over, you have to have another signature on it. And later, when you opened it up, you found out the signatures weren't there, it's only signed one time, not be every fold. So the kids said, the locher is the get is no good. As again, she first found this out later, is Tetzim Mizem Mizem. So again, the same kasha. Why, Ailachur, she got a get? The teretz is the same teretz again. Ibodalakri legita. Yes, the teretz is, even though she got a get, and true, there's sign in the bottom, but she should have it opened up and read over again to check it out to make sure all the lachas are good. So Chura sounds mudder. The Gemara spent kashas over and over again, the same trutzen. Pasha the pshat is, all these kashas were asked at different times in different bati midrashim. And now the Gemara has just been lacking putting it together. But each one was there separate at a different place. Perhaps Rav Papa more says now, Sova Lamevet Uvda, to my heaven Lamevet. Rav Papa saw that that's Takad Alocha, like in our Mishnah, in a case where she got married because two Edim told her that her husband died, and then it came and she got married to a second husband, and then the husband is alive, that she's Mutter to the first husband. That's called an honest, she's Mutter. Oh, Malay Rav Huna Bred Rav Yeshua Rav Papa, V'atanya Kol Hani Mas Nisai. I, all these kashas we just asked, the Mashnah, we don't say she's an honest. She should, yeah, we don't use the swear of an honest. Oh, Malay, V'lar Shanina. Didn't we answer every one of them? None of them was called an honest. Every one of them, she should have checked it out. Mashenka, in our case, where two Edom told her husband died, that she has a right to believe. Oh, Malay, so he answered back to him, V'yashnuya l'kuya v'lismach. Should you be samech on such trutzim like this? No, he didn't like all these trutzim. Since we have so many kashas, mashmi, you should not be samech on it. V'enechlam, l'chura, about we gave all these trutzim, l'chura, that should be the halacha. I'm not sure what the halacha is. So you don't bring it down for the halacha. The end mashmi taki, he wasn't samech on this heter. He taki, what, it's not a good heter. Even though you have a srotim mechalek, but since she has so many kashas, to have to come on to so many tzrutzim, maybe you should be machmir. Yeah, I'm not sure what the psak is. Right. Omer Rav Ashi. Ulekol eloi chashin. If there's only a curl or rumor going around, that we're not afraid of. So Drashi, lekol eloi chashinin. That means, im nisseis bezdin. And let's say she got married because Neidecha told her she can get married with Ether of Bezdin. And then a rumor comes around. V'yachakach yotza curl shabai lachai. L'fneinu lebo. There's a rumor going around that the first husband is still alive. A rumor we don't have to believe. And she's still allowed to stay married to a second husband. Yeah. That's the lochah. We're not afraid if some rumor comes around. For the Gemara, hi, Curler, when did this rumor come around? Eli, no color the boss in the soon after she got married to a second husband. Then the rumor came around. For the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Chod is in. The Rav Ashi said this already one time. The Amar